to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopka. My name is Mike Matthews here, and this is episode
Mike's Daily Podcast
3123. It's Mike Matthews. Who else would it be? It's something that do something. And then I kind of mumble sometimes because I do that kind of thing that makes people go, what did you say? I don't know. Mumbling. It's like what you see a lot on
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Anything streaming these days, any streaming services like
Mike's
YouTube,
Daily
Netflix
Podcast,
or Tubi. In fact,
yeah,
those three, they are taking market share. What? Tubi or not Tubi? I guess that's the joke about that particular app. It says here, for the first time ever, more Americans watch streaming services on TV than broadcast and cable combined. That is fascinating. So I cut the cable, I cut the cord so many years ago. In fact, it was in the O's that I cut it, because I was married at the time, and I told my then wife, hey, I don't like the way that the local cable service, I think it was called Avenue TV Cable. That's what it was. Oh my gosh. It's taken me only 30 podcasts to remember the name of that place. Avenue TV Cable. I don't even know if they're still around anymore. They probably got bought out by Sonic or AT&T or something. AT&T sucks. Oh, pardon me. I just had a really bad experience with them that I documented in previous podcasts, but my internet was out for a week. I had to finally report them to the Better Business Bureau before anything was done. We were miraculously getting internet again at my house once I did report them. But then it was quickly taken away from us a few days later, right when we needed it most. Because you left me.
Here's today's podcast picture.
Just when I needed you most. And I have no idea who sings that song. Isn't that terrible? That was the 70s, wasn't it? Gosh. I have mentally blocked the reason. I can tell you everything else that was on the charts that year, but not the podcast picture is not of the song in any way. It has to do with a little place called Pacific Marina. And I was walking around there a couple weeks ago. The late great Basil the Boxer and I went there many years ago and walked about there. It's a nice area. And there's boats close by. It's in Alameda. It's really, really cool. See that picture at MikeSillyPodcast.com. You know, the Google search on your phone, if you got a Droid, I guess Apple phones have this too, lets you sing into the phone to find out who did the song. And I have used that more than once. When I was a DJ on the radio playing music, playing country or whatever it was, I was on K-Hay for over 11 years in Ventura County. But I used to get people calling me all the time, what's that song that's got the word something something up on my pickup truck, dum da dump? And then I'd have to decipher what that was. I'd have to extrapolate from that little bit of knowledge to figure out what it was. But they never asked me about Ozzy. And Ozzy's gone. Now, the thing about Ozzy Osbourne.
This is interesting.
Wow, this is interesting.
That's the guy that I got to know a little bit better. I never met him, but when I was doing Top 40 radio in the 80s, he had a big hit with Shot in the Dark. That was kind of a big hit. We didn't play it. But I remember it was getting played on some rock radio stations, definitely getting played on MTV a lot. But then there was another song that he did with Lita Ford called Close My Eyes Forever. It was a ballad. And Lita Ford, who had been with the Runaways with Joan Jett. And that song got a lot of airplay. I remember a lot of...
Oh, Mike, you're such a creative soul.
All right.
Video play. All right, I'm talking about Ozzy and I'm being creative and trying to put together these memories that I had of listening to Ozzy songs. Later, he had that Mama, I'm Coming Home. Or maybe it came out before or after. I really don't know the songography of all of the songs and albums that came out, discography, with Ozzy. But someone put it well today on the radio, said that Ozzy passing, it's going to be like a massive effect on people, on some guys who toured, who went to every one of his tours, rather, who made sure to show up to all of his concerts. And he compared it to when Jerry Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Garcia, remember him? From the Dead. The Dead. The Grateful Dead. And they're going to have a Grateful Dead night at the Ballers baseball team in Oakland. The Pioneer League team, they're having a special Grateful Dead night on Friday night, interestingly. But what I thought was interesting about all of this stuff and remembering Ozzy Osbourne is that people, when Jerry Garcia died, people got really upset and disappeared and went on vacations and left their families for like a week to try and process it all. And this radio guy was saying, hey, maybe that's what's going to happen. He thought that's
right?
That's what's going to happen with the big Ozzy Osbourne fans. There was a friend of mine I knew from high school. He simply texted me, well, now there will be a lot of flying rodents that'll be much happier. And that was he was alluding to when Ozzy bit the head off of a bat. Some teenagers had smuggled into one of his concerts in 1982 a dead bat, and they threw it on stage. He didn't know what it was. He thought it was a rubber bat, a toy bat, and he bit off the head. And that was like, okay, how did he not die back then? But somehow he made it to 76.
Anyway,
as we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. And then, of course, there was the Osbournes. That TV show got huge on MTV. His wife, still very popular to this day. I remember my mom loved Sharon Osbourne, even though she had no idea who Ozzy was. Of course, Ozzy was with Black Sabbath. Some of you remember that band and the Crazy Train song and Paranoid and I don't know him that well. I just know that when I was a kid, when I was in junior high,
it's pretty interesting.
This is pretty in the early 80s. I'm going to school, but the school is run by Baptists. It is called a Baptist day school, and it was in Van Nuys, California, so not in the South, where Baptist churches are really big and Baptist schools. No, this was over in Van Nuys, California, where sadly you may also know, if you ever watched Boogie Nights, what it was also that city was known for. And also known for cruising. People would cruise up and down Van Nuys Boulevard.
Chowda.
Looking for chowda. No, they had no idea what chowda was at that point. No, they did. They did. It was, so it was the early 80s, and I was going to a Baptist day school, and I remember there was a kid named Mario Acosta, and Mario, he never wore the clothes you were supposed to wear. He never followed the dress code. You were supposed to wear a collared shirt and nice pants. You didn't have to buy the collared shirt from the school. You just had to make sure you wore a collared shirt. And that was the basically.
And the Oscar goes to.
And you'd get a nice Oscar at the end of the year for following the rules. They give you, hey, that was a nice collared shirt you wore. Here is your award. No, my mom used to always joke because people wore the OP shirts, Ocean Pacific. Not to be confused with, I'm down with OPP or whatever is that other people's profit. Forget what that stands for. Queen Latifah was in that song. Something like that.
Revenge is a dish best served cold. You think about that.
Think about that. Queen Latifah knows about that. She got revenge on everyone that were naysayers about her. She has such a successful career that she has had. thus far from rapping and doing her songs and being in all these movies and TV shows. So Mario Costa, he did not have a Queen Latifah t-shirt because this is way before she got popular. But he did have, he never wore collared shirts or OP shirts. And my mom, she laughed. She goes, I buy you OP shirts. And I'd say, no, you don't. You don't buy me Ocean Pacific. She goes, no, the OP stands for other people's. Because she'd buy all my clothes from this thrift store. So embarrassing. But Mario Acosta did not wear collared shirts. He wore jeans with holes. And he wore t-shirts that were all Ozzy Osbourne concert t-shirts. Always wore those. He would get called into the principal's office all the time. You can't wear those satanic shirts.
And, all right.
And he kept wearing them. And I remember because we would be in PE together. And in PE, we didn't, at this school, we didn't change into, you know, gym clothes that you had to buy from the school. Or have their, I don't know how the gym clothes thing worked out with most schools. But at our school, nope. You just did all your football playing and baseball playing and like real sport. You know, you're running back and up and down the field with the soccer team and what have you. You had to do that in the clothes you showed up at school with. And so when you left the class, you were a stinky, sweaty mess. That PE
Mike,
class.
You want to join in on this conversation? You can join in.
Is it about a stinky, sweaty class? Because that's what I was in, stinky, sweaty school. So Mario Costa, I remember because he was a good quarterback, and I was often on his football teams. I was always playing the center. I'd hike the ball. But I remember being in these huddles with him, and I'd always see his shirt had some demonic Ozzy Osbourne album cover or concert tour picture or whatever it was. He's holding a cross. There's blood. I don't know. It was always very disturbing to me. And I'm like, how can you listen to that stuff? That's demonic. And he did. Now, here's the ironic thing. We take this demonic and spin it ironic because what ended up happening, he was saved by the Lord. No, I don't know if he was. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know if Ozzy was there. I'd be suspicious.
Live and loco.
But stranger things have happened. Loco-er things have been happening. But to be live and loco, I'm being live with you now, slightly loco. Mario Acosta, I saw him years later at the very first concert I went to. So I'm talking, I probably hadn't seen him in about 8 or 9 years, and my very first concert was going to see Boston at the Forum in where the heck is it? Not Irvine Meadows, that's a different place that's also gone. Well, the Forum's there in Inglewood. Yeah, so my first concert was Boston. This was during their tour for Third Stage. And the song Amanda was big, and we're ready. And there's
Ridiculous Random Post.
Wrapping up my Ridiculous Random Post here. There was Mario Acosta, and I said hi to him. And he looked just the same. I don't think he was wearing an Aussie shirt. But I left that concert with a Boston concert t-shirt. Short. Which, years later, my then-wife, my ex-wife, she loved that shirt. Guess who got that shirt in the divorce? Yeah, she probably still has that shirt. But it all goes back to Mario Acosta and to Ozzy Osbourne, who is no longer with us, as you probably well know. But he did a farewell concert not too long ago. So it was like he got the chance to say goodbye to his fans. Aw, reminds me of 1982. And people dialing up the internet and saying, hey, I want to download some music from Ozzy. No, you couldn't do that yet. Not in 82. I don't think you could. Okay. My point is, you couldn't even stream. There was no such thing as streaming back then. When you said the word stream, people thought you were talking about going on a nice hike up in the mountains, and you're going to sit by a beautiful stream, get some fresh water. Or perhaps you were in the bathroom, and you were, well, relieving yourself and talking about streams. And that, and actually, there was the owner of a huge radio conglomerate that once made that joke on a call with all the program directors. And I was a program director for this huge radio conglomerate. And he made the joke about how streaming wasn't going to get big yet, wasn't popular off of for radio stations to stream yet on the internet. And he wasn't too optimistic it was going to be a thing. So he said, don't worry.
If you get offended, that's the way the cookie crumbles. No.
Don't get offended if your station, if your radio station, which I was overseeing one of their radio stations, can't stream yet, can't stream audio and the radio to the internet. He said, because most people think streaming is something that you do in the bathroom. And I was like, wait, what? So that's something I discovered along the way about, but now we all know what streaming services are. It's doing really well. It's beating broadcast and cable. As of May this year, streaming accounted for almost half of all TV viewing, while broadcast and cable represented 44%, under half. Back in 2021, streaming only made up 26% of TV time, which is fascinating to me because 2021, we were doing the COVID, we were staying home. You would think we would be streaming, but no. What were we watching? I guess we're still watching traditional TV.
Mike's Daily Podcast Master Pod Theater.
I am going to now do some theater. I am streaming on the internet. I am so amazing. Zounds. No, actually, I've been podcasting for a while, and I've been streaming for many years, so who cares? It's nothing new to me.
Fair. And unbalanced.
I'm a little bit unbalanced today. I can't go through with the rest of that Microsoft Theater. Oh, MicroPod Theater. No. What's it called? MasterPod Theater. But Microsoft knew of the SharePoint security flaw, but failed to effectively patch it, according to Reuters. And I'm noticing that because my Microsoft computer is very, and I hate the word wonky, but that's definitely what it is. It's being But a security patch released earlier this month by Microsoft failed to fully fix a critical flaw in the U.S. tech company's SharePoint server software that has been identified as a hacking competition in May, opening the door to a sweeping global cyber espionage operation. This, according to Reuters, Microsoft confirmed Tuesday that its initial solution did not work. Microsoft had released further patches that fixed the issue. It remains unclear who is behind the ongoing operation, which targeted around 100 organizations this past weekend and is expected to escalate as other hackers join the fray. Microsoft said in a blog post that two allegedly Chinese hacking groups, dubbed Linen Typhoon and Violet Typhoon, were exploiting the vulnerabilities along with other China-based hacking groups. Microsoft and Alphabet's Google have said that China-linked hackers were likely behind the first wave of hacks. So maybe that is why things are not running so well.
Mike's absolutely useless review.
That is my review of Microsoft at this point. Zounds! I don't like Microsoft! The script says for me to act even more enraged! Ugh! MasterPod Theater. And curtain. The popularity of streaming among young people is well documented. The latest surge away from regular TV and toward the free ad-supported apps like YouTube and Tubi is driven by the elders. Huh. Elders. The fastest growing cohort watching YouTube is viewers over the age of 65. They've discovered it. And you can listen to this podcast on YouTube if you want. The video, though, you got to go to Facebook, facebook.com/Mike's Daily Podcast. I want to use the word ironic one more time. Ironic to note that Netflix unveiled a deal enabling it to broadcast linear TV. Yes, like regular TV, like the stuff that we've been trying to get away from, or what streaming has allowed to people, has pushed people to get away from.
Mike ripped someone a new one.
Ah! Netflix! Why all this blood and gore on your channel? Because that's what people like. It's too much. I just ripped them a new one. A new heart. They need a new heart to realize that violence is bad. Kindness is good. So Netflix unveiled a deal enabling it to broadcast regular TV in France on its platform for the first time. Even though here in America, we're pulling away from TV and getting more into streaming like Netflix. Netflix laughs and laughs all the way. Now, wait, was it Netflix that gave a huge deal to the guys from South Park? No, actually Paramount Plus, the same people behind canning Stephen Colbert. Yeah, the guys from South Park have landed a $1.5 billion streaming deal. And that, I don't know how, that probably has never, ever happened before. I know the guys from Seinfeld made a bunch of money, or Jerry did at least, but wow, so.
And now, a big thanks to our sponsor.
Our big sponsor today is none other than the fine, fine people at the whatchacallits that hold up your phone, the whatever you call these things that hold your phone up so that you can just sit it in a little thing at your desk and do a call. We want to thank them for being our sponsor today, the whatchacallits. And I hope I gave them a good plug by completely describing their product so well. So I'm not been vague in any particular way at all. I've alleviated all the vagueness. And so now to wrap up my description of this fantastic product that you probably have no idea what I'm saying, we have a little bit of British insanity.
We are the knights who say knee.
And finally, as I look at my knees and go, oh, those are some fine things. Look at that. Look who's here.
Oh my gosh, it's Madam Rutabaga. Oh, that was very interesting. I am so going to buy one of those whatchacallits that hold up my phone. Ooh.
Do you like your smartphone?
Yes.
Do you hate the internet?
Yes.
Do you go to your library to check out the internet?
No.
No. No, and it's interesting because I work in the world of radio, and somebody, because I work in a building, but in this building, we have the radio stations, but that's not what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the fact that these radio stations have talk shows. So it's basically grid programming. It's a bunch of different, whatever time of day you listen to the station, you're going to get like a TV station, which you're not watching anymore because you're onto streaming. You want to watch it on demand. That's what they call it, on demand. Well, but this lady, she calls the station, leaves a message, says, hey, I don't have internet. I don't have access to the library to go to the internet. I can't. I can't check out your website, so I don't know what's on during the day. Can you send me a complete summary, a guide? They wanted us to send this lady, who sounded quite old, God bless her, this guide. So that's different. That still goes on in 2025. Just so you are aware, that still goes on. You've got the two guys from South Park. One of them, oh my gosh, he doesn't need all that money. The guy is going to eat his way into an early death. He does not look good. He's really out of shape. It's the one that, you know which one I'm talking about. One guy's got the curly hair. He looks like pretty much the way he did back when South Park started in the 90s. The other guy, ooh, I think he's hitting the fast food a little too much, which really try not to do.
This isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong.
I would just avoid that. And look who else is here.
Hello, Dave Mike. This is Valentino the Berkey.
And this is Bison Bentley.
Mike, all of that was really great stuff. But what the heck is a SharePoint, Dave?
Yeah, SharePoint.
SharePoint is this thing that Microsoft uses. It's basically when you click on anything to play that's in your email and you want it to play in a browser, it goes to the SharePoint player is the best way I can describe it, because I can describe things so well, like I did the whatchamacallit that holds the phone. So, and apparently that is what is being used to hack people. So I actually used it the other day, because in radio, we've got all this audio and commercials and shows and things that we listen to all the time. We listen to it. And the easiest way is to just click on it when it's in a email. If you're checking email through the web, which this, all the stuff I'm talking about, this lady that wants the program guide emailed or mailed to her in the mail, won't understand, sadly. But yeah, so we use it quite a bit in radio is what I'm saying, the SharePoint thing. So be careful if you use it a lot too, that they're working on the patches, as they call them. And I'm working on giving you the phone number if you'd like to call in about anything we covered today. Here it is.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Will you shut up? Liberty Nation Freedom Foam for All.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, so sad all the money that Stephen Colbert was making is now going to South Park. Where is the justice in that? I don't know. Some people find justice in that. I don't know. It sounds a little weird to me, but whatever. I have laughed watching South Park. I've watched Stephen Colbert and laughed. So I guess for a good laugh, we should be thankful that we can laugh at all at this crazy, crazy life in which we live. We go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.